Well, you just heard about Groundswell that's coming up this coming Sunday at Olana. I heard what it's about, and we have as a very special guest one of the artists who's going to be at Olana. She's a photographer with many years' experience. Her name is Beth Schneck, and welcome to our studio here in Catskill.
Thank you.
Our huge studio, modern studio.
It's great.
So you're going to be a part of that. What exactly are you going to be doing it at?
Well, I actually have already done some work for the event, for Groundswell. It's Framing the View Shed, Groundswell. I photographed all of the promotional images, the one on the postcard and the poster, and several of the different locations where the artists are going to be. I photographed them a little while ago so that they could be part of the brochure and the promotional work. So I had the opportunity to both go and tour the grounds and learn about where the artists were going to be and what they're going to be doing in each location, as well as go up into the bell tower of Olana, which I believe all the artists were able to do. And
that's a relatively new thing. That bell tower hasn't been open very long.
Yeah, it's an amazing spot.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and your background in photography.
Well, I've been a photographer with the camera in my hand my entire life, as long as I could hold one. Pretty much just the youngest of seven in a big family, and chose to be the documentarian of that. And ever since, I've always carried a camera around and documented my surroundings, and then have been a professional photographer now for almost 20 years.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about what you've done. You've been in Boston and New York. You've done some work in California.
Yep. I opened my studio in the Fort Point Channel in Boston and was there for a number of years, and then moved to New York City and did various projects, but primarily focused, photographed at Sotheby's auction house on the Upper East Side, photographing all different kinds of art. In fact, I was honored to photograph some of Frederick Church's paintings while I was there, so I'm familiar both with his paintings and
must seem a little bit like coming home then, if you have seen his paintings already.
Yes, I've been to this area long before I moved here. I had other friends living here, so I'd been to Olana in the early 90s the first time, and have visited several times over.
Gee, you got
several
me beat.
Years.
My first visit to Olana was in 1969. I guess I'm dating myself.
That's pretty impressive. I would have liked to have seen it then.
Oh, it was much different.
Yeah.
The rooms were mostly empty then. They didn't have all the artwork and stuff around the rooms. Wow. And I think that it had only been open a couple years at that point.
Wow. Yeah. That's great.
And you... How long have you lived in this area now?
Next July will be 10 years, although full-time only since the beginning of 2009. I had commuted back and forth to continue to photograph at Sotheby's for a number of years.
And I take it you like it here.
I love it. I love Greene County. I love the Hudson River Valley. I love the Catskill Mountains. And as I mentioned, I tend to document my surroundings, and so it's a really beautiful spot to be able to do that.
Have you had any art shows in the local galleries here?
Not actually in Catskill itself, but at the Cornell Cooperative Agroforestry Resource Center and at a community gallery in Red Hook. And I'm hoping to do several more shows in the future.
So you're finding enough work around here in this depressed part of the state?
Well, as a photographer, and knowing that there are a multitude of photographers in the area, it isn't always continuously busy, but I like to get involved in particular with WJXC and any other possible creative project I can. I was the roaming photographer this summer at the WJXC Galaxy event, and that was a lot of fun, pretty successful event. And otherwise, a lot of portraits and group portraits and anything I can
so
find.
So do you have a studio at your home or something?
I don't currently.
So you do portraits where you go travel to do
them. I go travel. I like to do in-situation portraits, but I have done some in my living room.
Okay.
So we make do with what we can and you know, other various locations that I can utilize for that purpose.
And just for our listeners' information, what kind of work are you available to do in photography?
Well, I have covered pretty much every different type of photography in my past. I've done fashion, I've done editorial, I did a job for the California State Lottery TV game show, traveling around the entire state, taking photographs for that were used as the TV show set. They were blown up to poster and billboard size, and that was pretty fascinating. So I can do, as I mentioned, portraiture, group portraits, commercial work, tabletop. I've photographed a lot of artwork at Sotheby's of all different genres, primarily, in the end, the very large contemporary sculptures.
Okay.
Whatever photography project you have, I can do, and you can reach me at bschneckphoto.com.
Spell that out for people, just so they'll get it.
It's B, as in Beth, and Schneck, which is S-C-H-N-E-C-K, and then photo, photo.com.
Okay. Now, if people want to meet you on Sunday at the Groundswell, where will you be? Somewhere on Ridge Road or wandering around?
Indeed. I will. On Sunday, I am going to be the roving photographer and documenting the artist's performances, as well as the event, as well as the participants, and all of the amazing views and beautiful light that, as long as the weather cooperates with us.
So you'll be roaming around with a camera taking pictures.
Yes.
Okay.
A camera, a tripod, a couple of other pieces of gear to try and create some really interesting shots.
Well, very good. And I would encourage people to also take a look at Beth's website, which is, again, B as in a letter B, Schneck, S-C-H-N-E-C-K. And that's, she's on Facebook as well.
Yes, indeed.
So you can take a look at some of the beautiful photos that she's done there. And you can have a chance to meet her if you want to Sunday at Groundswell. Now, our announcement for Groundswell that came before this, Galen read pretty much all the people that are going to be there, and I think you've heard that a lot of time, but this is a unique event. These kind of events don't happen every day, where there's such a gathering of artists and in a historic and artful place, a place where they have an open-air thing every year for artists to gather and paint the landscape around there, which, again, was Frederick Church's favorite subject, the landscape paintings. And so take this opportunity to come out and join us at Olana, and join us WGXC, who will be there doing this in partnership with the Olana Historic Site on this Sunday, September 22nd, from, what is it?
2 to 6 p.m.
2 to 6 p.m.
The artists will be on the trail from 2 to 5.
Okay.
And then on Ridge Road. And then DJ Spooky will be performing at the lawn by the house from 5 to 6 p.m.
Okay, so you get a performance, too.
Yes, indeed.
And this is definitely a family-friendly event, so bring the kids.
And there's lunch that you can purchase and the view of the Catskill Mountains, so it should be a really beautiful place to have a picnic lunch.
Yeah, it seems to me I knew who was doing the lunch, too, but I can't remember offhand. But you can bring your own if you want.
Exactly. And I just wanted to thank both WGXC and Olana for this opportunity to be part of this event. I think it's a really, really special event for both groups and the area. And, really successful artists are participating. And I look forward to being a part of it.
Well, we at WGXC, and I'm sure at Alana too, are grateful that the event will be well documented.
Indeed, and we're hoping for great weather, so come on out and join in the fun.
Well, thank you, Beth. Thank you for coming down to our humble Catskill studio and
thank you.
Filling us in on that. I look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
I look forward to seeing everyone there on Sunday.
Very
thank
good.
Thank you.